jumping. Well, David showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm tore down, almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found.
Love you, baby. Tore down again. Bad news again. Under the auspices of you not winning again. FDA rejects cheap antidepressant to treat early COVID. By the way, it works, according to many folks. Fluvoxamine got shot down by the FDA. You know why? It's too cheap, just like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And David Boyer, who submitted the EAU to the FDA, they say, hey, this cheap antidepressant helps treat early COVID, was rejected. And he said, the FDA is behind the times. I would say the FDA is corrupt, but he can't say that because he's in the business. In a brief summary of their decision, the agency noted that the data are insufficient to conclude that fluvoxamine may be effective in the treatment of non-hospitalized patients with COVID-19 to prevent progression to severe disease and or hospitalization. But they approved Moderna and Pfizer, literally wiping people out. What a disgrace. Anything that touches the mRNA golden children, who's making everybody and their cousin laying golden eggs, the golden geese for all these corrupt politicians and costing Americans their lives. It's almost, if you can't figure this out on your own, I don't know where and how bright your future can be. There might be a glimmer of hope for you. Of course, this car and this vehicle here runs at about between 90 miles an hour and 130 miles per hour. We no longer have time to pick up hitchhikers. We just don't have the time. We've been doing that for a long time. It's slowing the whole operation down. You either get it or you don't. You either want to get it or you don't. Those are two different categories. If you have something to teach, come on over to pain.tv. We like smart people. It runs on smart people. Stupid people don't last long. It's just amazing to watch them get churned and burned. A little burning love. We give them a little burning love over there like Elvis Presley. It's like, you don't belong here, dude. Did you ever see Sesame Street? One of these things don't belong here. Guess what? This time it's you. So it fuels your intelligence and it runs and is likewise fueled by intelligent people. Pain.tv, check it out. Or are you, you're so slick and your life's going so fucking well that you can't use a community of people that could actually enhance things? Okay. Contact me. Maybe you should be given podcast episodes and stuff if you got it that together. I like to listen to people who have it together. Plain and simple. What else did I see? Of course, coming from the FDA today, another Judas goat. You know, if I ever do another book, I'll have to write about my behind-the-scenes conversations with FDA sources. It really is stunning, these people. It really, it's corruption personified on its own, to be honest with you. The FDA did something other, today. We have it here. I think they gave the go-ahead at the same time that they crushed a cheaper alternative to knock out COVID early symptoms. They're giving the go-ahead for booster shots for kids 5 to 11. It's stunning. Kids don't even get sick. They're not susceptible to this, but the doctor is in. Oh, they forgot to tell you. The doctor's not in the office. The doctor is in the pockets of Big Pharma. That's what they mean by the doctor is in. And there's more studies coming out, and everybody's more bullshit studies that vaccines fare better against COVID, blah, blah, blah. It's not the number of, I'll say it again. I know I'm starting to sound like Sean Hannity. The difference is I'm telling you the truth when I repeat it, not just talking points that play well to his listeners. I don't even know why you'd be listening to this idiot any longer. I mean, how does he have any listeners? That's scary in itself, that Fox has any listeners. They've been wrong about every fucking thing about this. Talk about a Judas goat. My God. You mean a network that's actually fueled and driven by pharmaceutical ad dollars would give you a bum steer? Oh, my God. What are you saying, Payne? How dare you? The downfall of this country will be stupid people at the cost of very bright people who are trying to keep it together and get around things. But the FDA has authorized the COVID booster for younger kids. I guess there's not enough kids with myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots, etc. It's a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine for kids 5 to 11. The FDA is all in on it. And the same day it comes out in a lawsuit, that Pfizer says, you can't expect us to follow these instructions. This isn't a vaccine. It's a prototype. Well, they've been saying that the whole time behind the scenes. Of course, what they say publicly and then what they say in court documents are night and day. Why wouldn't you want to put something in your body that they fought to tell you what's in it, and they lie, cheat, and steal to get you to take it? Sounds like a winning series of events, something you should put in your body to remain healthy. Have you lost your mind? Yes, many people have lost their mind. We'll go down the tubes if we let ourselves go down the tubes, if we can't separate ourselves from the hive mind, from the pack, and the pack is driven and manufactured, and it moves like an amoeba, very slow, mentally. These are mental amoebas. They don't have the wherewithal to think on their own. They don't have the guts to take a stand on their own, so they have to listen to the hive mind, and the hive mind are out there following Judas goats. They will be led down the tubes. They have been led down the tubes. Plain and simple. I hope you folks continue to stay steadfast in your beliefs and stand against the mob. Even if you don't stand, you know, get in their face and stuff. Live your life with some degree of freedom, with some degree of personal choice, and not directed by some billionaire somewhere who's making more money off of you by misleading you, whether it's in the media, whether it's in Big Pharma, whether it's in politics. Now, you know how I feel about politics. It doesn't even matter who gets elected to the Senate. It's all bullshit when it comes to the likes, the wants, the pursuits of the have-nots. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness? No, no, no. You don't get that. That doesn't include you anymore. But I'm just trying to point out to you, before you go down another rabbit hole, another dead-end street, another dark, bricked-off alley, understand how this is playing out. You're being set up to lose, just like you were in 2020 with the scamdemic. They try to waterboard you, putting serum into the arms of yourself and your loved ones. It has not ended. This is not over. Stick around, please. And if you're going to leave, because you're mad about something I said, you will be back. I'd put money on it. Report cards and track records should matter to you, especially bright people, because you got to where you are in life by having stellar report cards and track records too. Every now and then you might have made a mistake, but you come back around. Everybody's allowed to make mistakes. This is a country built on second and third chances. Take it from me. Take it from me. I'm a reformed bumble. Or you might say bumbler. Let's get to the news. No? I need a brief drink first, if you will. Engage me. He's bound to die, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch on Bandit Run.
Killing. First you make a stone of your heart, and if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn a murder into art. There really isn't any bloodshed.
They've done that. I can hear folks out there.
You don't like anybody, do you, Payne? I mean, in politics, what's your problem?
Oh, you're starting to learn. You know who I like? I like you, man. I like me. I like real people. I don't like fake shit. I don't like pretenders. I don't like grifters. I don't like carpetbaggers. I don't like frauds. I don't like phonies. I like real people. Same people that built this fucking country from nothing. I like hardworking people. I like people, you shake somebody's hand and you look in their eye and you know they're not going to fuck you. They're going to tell you the truth. A handshake used to be worth something. Your word used to be worth something. That's who I like. I like when people rise up and kick a little ass. Like the Sri Lankans. Yeah. I spent a large part of yesterday saying, man, I wish we had. We have the numbers. We have the murder, too, believe me. I wish we had the moxie that these cats in Sri Lanka have. We're just not desperate enough. Not hungry enough. Literally hungry enough.
So I've gotten asked on the show, hey, what do you used to do for Citibank? You're always talking about Citibank and the time you spent at Citibank. I said, well, I did a lot of things for Citibank. And one of the things people seemed to be intrigued by was a program that was for celebrities and very well-to-do folks. It was kidnapping insurance. And we had a vault in New York City that I was responsible for. That at any time always contained $10 million cash. And I had to make sure that it always had $10 million cash and that none of the cash went missing in case folks needed ransom money. So that's among many other things and billions of dollars that came across my desk at Citi. So I know a good bank from a bad bank and a good deal from a good deal. And so I'm really excited to have found this bank, Axos Bank, that opened on Independence Day in 2000. They're not a crumbling brick and mortar. They're a fully digital bank built on the bedrock of American traditions. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn their highest interest rate. And it's a big one. And listeners here can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. Big rewards from a bank that believes in the freedom to do business without compromising our values. Amazing, right? Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos, A-X-O-S, bank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out.
What am I talking about? Fuck it, we'll play it again. We played it yesterday, let's play it again. What's going down in Sri Lanka? It doesn't even matter where it's at. If you're not down with where Sri Lanka is, it could be anywhere. It's a time-tested story. And when you take things away from people, enough things, they say, we've had it with your bullshit. And that's when things start to change. And yes, I got some emails today.
Are you calling for violence?
Let's go to the videotape.
Protests continue amid curfew after a day of full violence. As Mahinda Rajapaksa's supporters clashed with protesters, military was called in and curfew imposed.
The situation only keeps getting more and more tense here.
Amid the unrest, the PM stepped down.
Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa resigned from his post.
Weon was there to cover the unfolding drama, which peaked late evening as protesters torched two of the Prime Minister's residences and surrounded another one of his houses, forcing armed troops to evacuate the PM. From economic crisis to chaos and clashes, Weon reporting from the heart of the action in Sri Lanka.
Reporting from Gotaboga village, I'm Nasmiya Gowda.
Sri Lanka in turmoil.
Sometimes you just got to say, what the fuck, from risky business. And don't kid yourself, sitting around and doing nothing is about as risky as you can get. You got to get off your keisters, folks. And if you don't want to act in a communal setting, start making some moves on your own. People say, why don't you tell us what to do out here, man? You're all... Well, have you only been listening for a short while? We do a fantastic job of giving alternatives, of giving a roadmap of things that are going to happen 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years, 2.5 years. I'm not going to go over track record. It's there. If you pay attention, you understand these things. Headline, Senate advances massive $40 billion Ukraine spending package. Only 11 Republicans oppose. Oh, yeah. Tell me again, there's two sides of the aisle.
I'll wait.
Senate advanced $40 billion Ukraine aid package, right? On Monday, with the wide support from both Democrats and Republicans to move the package forward. Of course, everybody wants a piece of this sucker. And I think that brings the, if you add it all up, you're not supposed to be paying attention, so you're not supposed to know this, and you're definitely not supposed to be able to do simple math because you're worried about everything else going on, all the other distractions. It's probably close to $70 billion at this point, if this passes, of aid so far to Ukraine. $70 billion. Of course, behind this is Senate Majority Leader Chuck, fuck you, Schumer, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch Rooster Neck McConnell. See, this fucking guy looks like a turkey. He is a turkey. And of course, we know it's not cool to be a turkey so close to Thanksgiving. McConnell is out there. Can you? I've said these people, they're subhuman. They're not even. No one's going to be able to keep tabs on this money. This money is going to be repatriated to a lot of these politicians, and they know that, into their bank accounts. It's fucking so simple. It doesn't even matter. They hand out hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, like it's nothing, like it's penny candy. And I've said to you folks, you really need to examine your relationship with your government, your so-called government. Would you pay to underwrite an addict in your life? Wouldn't you feel bad about that? This is an out of control, runaway fucking train, runaway ox cart, however you want to term it. It's out of control. It's funded by you. You keep pumping into it. It's, you know, there's a philosophy out there when you fight a so-called enemy and you give them the guns and the ammo to fight you. The problem is enough people don't see this as their enemy. People think that they're a free man, a free woman. No, like the song says, you're a prisoner. You just don't realize it. Oh, let's go over some notes from some conversations with some real people on pain.tv. Look, these guys are criminals. You get that. They're going to give another criminal money. They're going to get some of the money back to put in their pockets, the pockets of their nonprofit, the pockets of their offshore bank accounts. They're stealing money from you. This is a grift. Whenever there's foreign aid involved, they're ripping you off, plain and simple. Now, it's not like coming into your house and stealing a couch or a mattress filled with money, but it's the same goddamn thing when you add it all up. Let's talk about people who, with real problems, that could use that $40 billion. People who worked their whole lives, believed in the system, paid into the system, and now they're getting fucked. These are people that had to retire during COVID for a number of different reasons, said, screw it. Put my papers in. I paid my dues. I could retire comfortably based on some economic calculations we made. And add these people to a new class of folks who are struggling, retirees on fixed incomes, newly retired folks, who calculated that they could leave their job and live pretty comfortably, or at least comfortably, while they didn't anticipate these levels of inflation and everything else. And now they are faced with tough choices. Do they go get another job? Just like even working at Walmart, they can't get back into the careers they left. They left at a very high mark, salary-wise. Those places are not going to let people back in at that level. They're like, thank you. Well, we just filled your job, man. We're paying four people, four new kids out of college, perhaps, to do your job, and it still comes to half of your salary. So we don't need you. Thank you. I'm sorry your retirement's not going so well. It goes on and on and on. Of course, you got played. They got played. Plain and simple. They got played. Another buddy from Pennsylvania. A little break in the action here. 70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania. And speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area. And I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it. But it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi. But they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. Or I could keep talking about the Senate spending $40 billion of your money and handing it to a criminal. I could talk about that if that's what you want to do. And everybody's in on it, except for 11 senators. Unbelievable. So like I said, does it even matter about Dr. Oz and Fetterman? It's all fucking bullshit anyhow. You better form your own government in your own brain, in your own inner circle, your own country, and work out from there. Seems like a pretty goddamn good deal. You get played by the government time and time and time again. A buddy of mine from Pennsylvania, I'm going to implore the Intel apparatus of Pain.tv out there, if you're listening. If you can research some of this stuff, I don't think we'll get to it. You might have more success than we do. I just had this conversation before I turned on the mic. A buddy of mine, his father worked in Pennsylvania for an inventor. It's around 1974. Let's see if you can. I haven't even had a chance to do the research, but I know it's fucking golden because this guy is a straight shooter. It was a carburetor that, depending on how you tweak it, you could get up to 5 or 10 times as much as many miles per gallon in 1974 as you were getting. So if you're getting 20 miles per gallon and you tweak the carburetor the right way, you could get conceivably 200 miles a gallon. Filed 6 patents. A number of these folks worked on it. This was in Pennsylvania. This was Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And tests were done at the Latrobe Airport in the 70s. They rented out the airport and they kept running up and down the runways and doing tests. And this went on for several years, culminating about 1974. There were about 5 or 6 patents involved. And when word spread about the carburetor that could give you 150 to 200 miles per gallon, your friendly neighborhood assholes and the government came around and made it very clear to the inventor, we want this. We want this technology, and you're going to give it to us. Now, you're going to stop your research and development, and we're going to take control of your patents, and we're going to make sure they don't go anywhere, because controlling the fuel in this country is controlling the population. This was 1974, and look what happened a few years later with the gas crunch. You understand? So, this goes to what Maria Albanese and I have talked about many times. You cannot invent anything in this country that's a better mousetrap without the government coming in and taking control of it, or trying to cut a deal with you to get control of it, or just eliminating you, plain and simple. We built a phone company in 2005, 2006, and the government came in and shut down. It's a pretty goddamn good company because we wouldn't play by their rules. So they said, fuck you, you're done. And I said, fuck, fine. I should have known. It's my fault. I can blame the government, but I should have known. In this corrupt fucking country, innovation is squelched, tamped down, smothered, etc. And so I look at this 6 patents of a carburetor that, even if it couldn't produce 200 miles per gallon, maybe it could have produced 150, 125. Well, that's a whole hell of a lot better than what we have today. And now I look at what's going on now with the fuel crisis. And I'm reminded by because of the next story. Gas prices hit $4 a gallon in every state for the first time. And I'm thinking about this story that I heard tonight.